Good morning. My guest this morning is Cheryl Parkinson. She is Executive Director of The Living Room. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Thanks for coming in. Tell us about The Living Room, just what it is and what you do.
The Living Room is a day service center for homeless women and children. We've been around for 23 years. So we offer hot meals, counseling, daily necessities, and a lot of love.
Great. That really is a wonderful mission statement, I think. And I'll take this opportunity to thank you for what you do.
Oh, thank you so much. It's really a wonderful position to be in, to be able to work with all these women and children who are so open-hearted and grateful for the services.
I'm sure it's a very, very busy position these days. Just walking or driving around the streets of Santa Rosa, you see a lot of homeless people.
Yes, there are a lot of homeless people and a lot of poverty and just nowhere for them to move into, even when they have their lives together and they're ready to take on the challenge of housing. There just isn't any available. So
Right. We
try to make it as easy as we can in the interim.
Great. We are looking ahead to August 28th here. This is your grand opening fundraiser at your new home at 1207 Cleveland Avenue, which is right near College Avenue. So what's going to happen there, and why is it being held?
Well, we're really excited. We have had garden parties in the past at other locations, but this is a brand new facility for us that we just rehabilitated over the last year and moved in May. So we're still kind of scrambling to get some things together for the big event. But it's our major fundraiser of the year to allow us to operate and offer the services we do. But it's going to be very exciting with premium wines. Chef Joseph Keller is doing the hors d'oeuvres. We have the Santa Rosa Children's Chorus singing.
Oh,
they're just back from their European tour.
Wonderful.
And we have some great auction items, including fun getaways and restaurant experiences. And just should be a lovely afternoon in our new garden that's just been planted within the last couple of weeks. So we're very proud of the facility and really hopeful people will come out and see it and join us and support our cause.
How important is citizens' participation in events like this to you?
It's huge for us. We get less than 15% of our funding from government sources, so all of our expenses are covered by donations. And general donations of this kind, events where it's unrestricted and helps us operate and pay salaries and give out bus tickets and hotel vouchers, that's everything for us. If we didn't have the community support, we wouldn't be here.
I suspect that having chosen the name The Living Room was a good idea, because I can just imagine people sitting in their own living rooms or imagining their own living rooms where they go for quiet and comfort or music, spending time with the family, with the children, and so on. From your name here, getting the idea that, well, there are a lot of people who don't have living rooms to have these nice times in, and maybe we could help that.
That's so true. We do try to be true to our name, and our new facility really reflects that. It's smaller buildings, more intimate rooms, more garden space, a dining deck where people can actually spread out and eat in family style. And that refuge, as you say, that most people have, which is their home, is something that's just so important to mental health and well-being that we feel like it's a really important part of our goal to make people feel like they're home and safe when they're with us.
Great. Cheryl, thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Let's tell people once again that this is Loving the Living Room. It's their biggest event of the year, fundraising event, Sunday, August 28th, 2 to 4:30 p.m. And for information and tickets, you can call 579-0138 or online. It's The Living Room SC, thelivingroomsc.org. And tickets are on sale now. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.